Welcome back to, yeah, that's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the no repeat guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Hey, Lainey Wilson.
What's going on, Balin?
I'm just hanging out in a really hot London, England. How are you?
Is it hot?
Lord, it's hot, Lainey. It's like 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And you know from all your travels over here, we don't really do air conditioning.
I know. So my heart goes out to y'all.
Thank you. I had to close my windows and turn off my fan just to talk to you. That's how far I'm willing to go.
I know. That's love. That's love.
That is love. Hey, Lainey Wilson, I've got two words to say to you. Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
I was at your Grand Ole Opry induction. And then went backstage for the party. And the first thing that greets me at this party is a platter of deviled eggs. And I went,
try the deviled eggs.
You didn't have them?
I was running my mouth to too many people. How were they?
I had 4.
You take some home with you.
I had some in my pocket. You know, my mama taught me well. I had some in my pocket. I took me a Lainey Wilson cookie. As well. I was going to save a napkin, but I felt like that was too far. But, you know, I was with some members of your team when we went in, and the first thing I said was, oh, deviled eggs. And they went, well, everything that's happened tonight, and that's the thing that you're most excited about. And Lainey, I want to tell you, yes, it was.
I'm so happy for you. I know that made you feel at home.
It really did, because we don't do deviled eggs here, and I was so excited about it. The rest of the Brits weren't into the deviled eggs, but I was all about them. Now, so I know that was the most exciting thing that happened to me that night. It was not, I'm assuming, the most exciting thing that happened to you that night. Congratulations on that, by the way. What a special, special night. I did want to hug your neck, but like I said, I know my place, and you had plenty of people there, but I was just so happy to be invited and to be there to witness it. What was it like for you?
I was so glad that you were there too. They told me you were there, but insane in the best kind of way. Like, all of my family members were there. I mean, some family members that I don't think have ever come to a show, they're like, oh, we go into this. My Uncle Ronnie ran down the aisle like he had the Holy Ghost. It was an incredible night.
I mean, you talk about the Holy Ghost. It was a little bit like a religious experience. I mean, the Opry always is kind of a religious experience, but certainly for you and your family, but also, there were people in that crowd. I mean, I didn't know them, but you were talking about them on stage and talking to some of them from stage. And at one point off the stage, you went down to greet some. These are fans of yours that have been with you every step of the way. They've been there since the beginning. So that all of that together just must have made it such a special night. And the deviled eggs, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. It was truly the best night of my life. And I can say that. I mean, you know, as a little girl, I wasn't dreaming about a wedding dress and walking down the aisle and like what song would I do at my wedding, or you know, whatever. I was thinking about what would I wear at my Opry induction, you know, like what song would I sing. And
when you were dreaming about what you're going to wear at your Opry induction, was it a gold sequin pantsuit? Was that the dream?
Because that sparkle. That's all I knew. I knew I wanted to sparkle.
You sure did, in more ways than one. It was such a special night, and just congratulations on that and everything that has been happening. Hey, whirlwind. I mean, talk about a whirlwind. You have been on one, in one, caught up in one, having one, whatever. But now the new album, Whirlwind, on the way. We've already had a little sample from it. Hang Tight Honey, hello, 4x4 by you. Hang Tight Honey, I absolutely love. And congratulations, by the way, I don't know if you heard, number one on the UK country airplay chart.
Yesterday, I heard that.
So this is fantastic. You were saying that this was like your most cathartic and personal piece of art that you've ever done. The whole album as a whole, you really laid it out there.
100%. I kind of had to like put my head down and my blinders on to do this one, because I feel like as my career is growing and changing, I didn't have as much time to write 300 songs to get the ones that I wanted on this record like I normally do. So I had to really focus on, what do I want to share? What do I want to say? What have I not said or shared about myself that I want my fans and friends to know? And I really dove into that. And I think, too, just since we put out Bell Bottom Country, I have found out a lot about myself that I didn't even know.
Yeah, because you got to, I mean, anybody who creates art has got to dig. I mean, you can do surface art, and that's totally, you know, that's totally valid as well. But anybody who really digs in and talks about themselves and real experiences that people can relate to, whether they're from Louisiana or Appalachia or London or Birmingham or the UK or Europe, if you really want to kind of talk about and present stuff like that to the world, I imagine that's not an easy thing to do, because it also involves working on yourself and digging out some other stuff that maybe you didn't want to dig out.
That's right. And also revisiting feelings that you don't really want to revisit, but you kind of feel like you need to, you know, you got to kind of like relive that heartbreak over and over and over again. Yeah. To tell the kind of story that you want to tell. It's like a blessing and a curse.
And is there ever a moment where, like, if you've written something that's really one of those things that you don't want to revisit, but you know you need to for the sake of the song or for the sake of yourself or other people, do you ever think like, Lord, if this is a hit, I'm going to have to revisit it every night on stage for the next 20 years too?
100%. I mean, that's kind of what happened with Things a Man Ought to Know. I wrote it and then it came true.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You manifested it.
I need to write nothing but love songs and we'll be good to go. But I will tell you, I always try to put myself into the shoes of whatever it is that I'm singing about, even if I'm not going through it specifically at that moment, because I know that there are people who are. And this is not about me. I'm telling my story, and I'm like sharing my feelings and my thoughts. But Jenny Seeley at the Opry told me a long time ago, she said, when you get out there on that stage, you need to remember one thing. She said, this has nothing to do with you. And that right there actually gives me a lot of peace.
I can see. I mean, Jenny Seeley, for those who don't know, she's appeared at the Opry more times than anybody, right? And she's an absolute Opry legend. And I think every single time I've been at the Opry, she's been there. And I think doesn't live that far from the Opry, according to my friend Kelly, who hosts, because she said that Jenny says, well, I just live across the road, so I'll throw on a wig and get on stage. And she's in her 80s, which is something to aspire to, I reckon, for all of us.
100%.
You've been doing loads of collaborations. And there's some collaborations on Whirlwind as well, with Miranda Lambert. You've got a Jelly Roll collaboration, obviously the Cole Swindell collaboration. Now we know Post Malone collaboration on the way on his album. Presumably some of these people were already friends, and it was quite an easy collab, and it made sense. Was Post Malone somebody that you knew already, or was that an approach and you met by doing it?
Look, I got to the day after the CMA Awards, he called and was like, hey, you want to come write? And so we wrote for like 16 hours. We wrote through the night. That's the first write that I had ever done, like through the night. I was trying to hang. I was like,
you're trying to be cool.
I was trying to be cool. I'm like, yeah, we're going to get through it. But it was so cool. It was like me and Post and Ashley Gourley and Brad Paisley. It was just like a room full of people. I'm like, this is a random combination, but so much fun. And you hear things about people and you're like, I hope they are what people say they are. And
yeah,
I tell you, he is a good person. Just the way that he treats people. I love being friends with folks like that.
If you wrote through the night and for that long, did you come out with more than one song than the one that we're going to hear?
We wrote multiple. Yeah, we wrote multiple. It was so much fun just to see how they work too, you know? I mean, it's like just a room full of people, and it was an experience that I had never had.
And if you wrote multiple ones, that they'll be somewhere and maybe they'll come out at some point on your album, his album, etc. Maybe.
They were really good songs. We'll see.
Also, Twister's movie soundtrack. This is literally the soundtrack of the summer, Lainey. This is just absolutely stacked up. We've talked to so many artists already who have songs on it. We've been hearing so many of them as well. And of course, with your kind of Yellowstone background, maybe want to do a bit more acting, but you know, I'm thinking, you know who I think of when I think of somebody who has got their fingers in all these pies and do them so well? Reba, because Reba has always had acting as a side thing. I mean, is it something that you want to do more of, acting and different types of it?
I would love to. I would love to do a sitcom. I'd love to do voiceover acting. At the end of the day, what I'm learning is I'm getting to live my dream right now, which is writing music, singing songs, playing shows, telling my stories. But other dreams are kind of popping up along the way, which is really cool. And I guess I didn't expect to happen. So I want to take all the opportunities I can. But acting is definitely something I'd like to do.
All right. So what I'm hearing is there's a sitcom on the way called Deviled Eggs, starring Lainey Wilson.
Are you going to be in it?
I'll just be in the corner eating deviled eggs nonstop. That's what I'll do. I can do that. No problem whatsoever. We had your song Country's Cool Again, which, I mean, never a true word has been spoken. Country is cool again. And it felt to me like a little bit of a continuation of Barbara Mandrell. And I was country when country wasn't cool. What do you think it is about country at the moment? And how do you feel about the future of country? Because you are right there in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I am very proud to be a part of what's going on. I'll tell you that. I don't think it's slowing down anytime soon. I think even just other artists not in the country genre wanting to be a part of it, I think it's badass. I think they're introducing so many people to this genre that maybe there's been a stigma around it, you know, and they just didn't even know that they liked country music until they're like, well, maybe I kind of like this. And then they go check it out. And I think it's great. I think the way that things are moving, it's not slowing down. It's becoming worldwide, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
It's Lainey's world. We're all just living in it.
You hush.
Jelly Roll, what was it Jelly Roll said that Lainey Wilson right now is changing country music? How did that make you feel?
That's very nice, Jelly. And I think the same for him. I mean, I feel like I talk about him more in my interviews than I talk about myself. I just love the love and the light that he shares, and the way that he's just been through so much but continues to push on and push through and share his story with the world. It is inspiring. And at the end of the day, country music has been about the storytelling aspect of all of it. And he's got a story to tell.
When are you coming back, Lainey? When are you coming back?
Hopefully soon. We're actually trying to figure that out right now. We've been talking about it. So hopefully sooner rather than later. I miss you.
Well, we miss you too. But in the meantime, we've got this fantastic music. We're just going to be playing the pants off of it and be waiting for you to get back over here. And I'm going to be perfecting my deviled egg recipe for when you do.
Come on. Come on. Right.
Hey, it's always good to see you, Lainey. Thank you for taking the time. We'll see you real soon, yeah?
Bye. The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.